You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the Hopeful campaign aims to alleviate some of the pressure of the climate crisis for those feeling a bit anxious about the future of the planet. Founder Janet Harris gives us a breakdown as to why this type of hopefulness is needed now more than ever. Stay with us.
My name is Janet Harris, and I live in Smithers, and I'm working with a few people, a small group, on a campaign, a grassroots campaign, called Hopeful, with the idea that I may not be alone in feeling a little bit of eco-anxiety. I think there's a lot of people that are looking around and seeing a lot of climate disasters and some doom and gloom, and I think it would be great to sort of change the script a little bit and kind of wipe away some of that cynicism, and with the idea of initiating some everyday action-packed ideas that that the everyday person can do in their life to give them agency on making Smithers a more of a hopeful community.
Yeah, Jenna, thanks so much for being with us here on CICK News. Yeah, you touch on a pretty good topic that as of late, we've been hearing more and more about. You know, as you mentioned, a lot of folks have had enough with the doom and gloom and kind of the negative, you know, message, despite the fact that we are in a climate crisis. But you're providing some tangible, you know, action-oriented ideas for people to do in their day-to-day that would hopefully make them a little bit less anxious about this climate crisis and also empower them a little bit. So tell me more about what is this campaign all about and how are you trying to reach people?
Well, the idea of hopeful is, if you think of the words, the H-O-P-E-F-U-L, beside each one of those letters are initiatives. So I'm going to give you a bit of a list. So hiking and biking. So we can all do a little bit more in the way of active transportation when we can. Opting for green energy. So how can we make our homes more economical to heat? Maybe some heat pumps, better windows, planting a veggie garden, planting trees. Eat locally produced food, and we are in a perfect place to do that. We have lots of ranches and farmers and people that are, you know, growing gardens in our fantastic local market. The other idea is to foster local travel. So perhaps instead of, you know, thinking you need to fly to Europe for a hiking holiday, maybe considering some of the beautiful mountains that we have here. We are in a perfect position in Smithers to foster local travel. We've got the Babines, we've got Haida Gwaii, we've got the beautiful West Coast, Stewart with the glaciers. There's lots of options. We're so fortunate in that regard. Some of the other things would be trying to use plastic-free options. So maybe, you know, really concentrate on those reusable bags, those reusable mugs. And one of the big ones, of course, which is probably the hardest one because our whole economy is based on consumption, but is to limit consumption. You know, maybe think about ways that you can reuse, recycle, and just change the narrative. I know that they say that shopping gives you a big hit of dopamine. Well, maybe there's other ways you can get that dopamine hit. Maybe going out for a forest walk, maybe helping a neighbor belonging to a community. So it would be, I would like to invite people to imagine being part of a collective that is, you know, working together to make the world a better place. So how else are we going to get the message out? We're going to create posters. We're going to hopefully go into some of the schools and chat to the kids about how they're feeling about about the world and give them some ideas, real action-oriented ideas that they can incorporate. I'd love to have a big mural in Smithers somewhere on a wall that's just begging for art to push the idea of hopeful. And I think that that we can all come together and sort of imagine this community that's got climate at the forefront.
Yeah, no doubt. You mentioned a few things there that I just want to touch upon. One in particular is this idea of, you know, staycations, I guess, you know, using kind of the natural beauty and the attributes here to enjoy. You mentioned a number of places. I know lots of friends here in Smithers. You will go to Prince Rupert even, or down on the island for vacation to get some sun. Oftentimes, you know, we see on the Sunshine Coast, they get a little bit more sun than we do. Earlier in the year, it's not as cold. So it kind of breaks up the winter rather than going to a place like Mexico or far away. And with this idea in mind, and on the same note, you know, we see lots of people who come from, you know, across Canada, across BC and Alberta, who come here to travel and play and enjoy, just because we have all this wonderful space and all these wonderful things to do here that many others don't. I guess one of the other things is, you know, some folks might say, oh, well, you know, it doesn't really matter what we do locally. This is a much bigger issue. You know, we even Canada, you know, our global emissions and the global perspective is only 2%, you know, and a lot of people will look at that and go, well, what's the big deal here? We shouldn't have to worry about it. Why do you think that this is so important to get this type of campaign going to encourage folks that are probably thinking this way, but just don't feel that, you know, it's you know, in vogue to feel this way? Why do you think this is needed now?
Well, I do think that, you know, the rules of the game have slightly changed. I mean, scientists have known what's going on for a long time, and it's been a bit controversial, but I think the writing is on the wall, and I think it's time for us to change the narrative, to be okay to talk about these things and what are the things that you are doing. And I'm, you know, Pollyanna-ish in that I think that an individual or a group of individuals can make a change. But I think, you know, just saying you support the Hopeful campaign probably isn't good enough. I think that we have to take action. We have to actually start to change our habits, and they can be done very incrementally. But I think that over time, when you make a change and you start talking about these things, I think that it just raises the consciousness. And I do think that for our youth, they say that a lot of youth, even though they've never really experienced any climate disasters, they're still in fear of it. And I think a lot of that leads to inaction. So I don't think people need more education about climate change, and I do think people care, but I think it's just a question of giving everybody some ideas of what they can do. So I also would like to throw out a challenge that to get, once we have our website built, that I would like people to make a pledge, if they feel comfortable, on how they would like to change their everyday habits. So an example would be that I, Janet Harris, as an upstander for the environment, pledge to, and there could be, create a pledge. It could be a pledge that you individually make. It could be with a friend. It could be with your neighbors. And it could be something as simple as I pledge to bike to work for a week, or I plan to eat vegan one day per week, or as an upstander for the environment, I pledge to walk to work for a week. I mean, there's numerous things. It could be I pledge to use reusable bags for my lunches or my reusable coffee cup. Just little things like that. So this whole campaign is about maybe making some of those little incremental changes that might give you pleasure. You might be able to look in the mirror and say, I'm doing something, and we'll give you agency. And I think that's empowering, and it's certainly going to send a good example for kids.
Yeah, no doubt. Janet, last thing, how, if people are wanting to take part in this new campaign, how can they do that? You mentioned that you're still kind of in the early phases of getting things rolling, but if folks hear this and are keen, how can they get involved?
Well, right now, as you said, it is early stages. We are building a website, and we're going to be putting posters up. There might be some forums that will be coming up, but people can come and discuss what we're doing. I think the first step would be to become familiar with the campaign, and that will probably be via posters, via the website. The website will explain what we're trying to do. And I think it would be nice that for people to come together and talk about what they're doing and maybe challenge each other with pledges. And I don't think it'll take a life of its own, actually, once we get the ball rolling. So if anyone would like to reach me, have questions about the Hopeful Campaign, or would like to become part of it, my email is janet@bulkleyriver, as in our river, bulkleyriver.com. And I'm Janet Harris.
All right. We'll leave it there for now. But, Janet, thanks so much for chatting with us today about this new campaign. And I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.
About CICK, visit us at smithersradio.com. Yeah, .com.